Don't stop toiling in your fields on my account, sweet farmer. Of course it's me. You sound surprised. You've been kind enough to share your bounty with me each season, leaving it at the door to my abode. Why wouldn't I come visit you in the flesh? Because I must thank you. I have all the magic of the ether at my fingertips, but I could never conjure pumpkins as delicious as yours. It's almost frustrating. I sound invested. That's because I am. Let me step closer to you. You know, I think about you at every meal. It's made me realize how lonely I am, and how special you are. Isn't that odd? I don't even know your name. What is it? Beautiful. It feels wonderful in my mouth. Your eyes are wider. Are you worried you gave your name to a witch? Don't be alarmed. Here, I'll stop teasing you and get to the point. Have you ever heard of the Rule of Three? It's a commonly held tenet among witches and the occult. Whatever deeds and energy you put out into the world, it is returned to you threefold, be it evil or good. You listen so patiently. Though you farmers are a patient sort, aren't you? I love watching your expressions change when I speak. I'll never tire of it. Relax. I'm here because the Rule of Three has come to bless you. Indeed. I've built you a grand house with my magic. You heard me. Did you just take off your hat and hold it to your chest? What a charming gesture. You make me feel like a noble lady instead of a witch. Goodness. I knew speaking to you at length would be dangerous for me. I need to contain myself. What? Oh, it's a grand manor, with windows taller than some of your apple trees. You'll find it just past your orchard, shaded by the forest. Of course. I tell you no lies. You've fed me, so let me shelter you. There's a good farmer. Is there a catch? A wise question. I don't believe there to be. It was made by my magic. So the house is, of course, magical. And it was my first attempt at such a thing. You've tilted your head. How adorable. I will elaborate. Magic follows intention. I made your gift with the intention of sheltering you, keeping you safe. And I'm sure exploring it will endear you to me further. But judging by the way you looked at me as I approached, that's not such a bad thing, is it? And that's what I thought. Now go. I feel a storm coming. I will finish your harvest with my magic, and then follow shortly. Explore your gift, your new home. You've earned it. Along with all the love in my black, wicked heart. You are a farmer who has been gifted a magical house by a witch you shared your bounty with. Her eyes burn into you like hot coals when she speaks. Her intensity matched only by her generosity. The dark wood of the banister feels solid under your hands. But you ascend the grand staircase in the foyer as if the steps will evaporate into sparks of magic when your boot touches them. Dying summer light filters in through the windows, casting long orange shadows on the plush carpet. You could swear they move when your head is turned. A white door with a bright brass handle stands at the end of the hallway. When you approach, the handle grows a pair of red lips, beckoning you. This way. Come. I want you to see me first. I am the gallery. You will marvel at my beauty. Please. Oh, I love feeling your hand on me. Open me gently. Do you like it? Please explore. The witch will be here soon, but the paintings, they've been dying to meet you. Don't worry about your overalls. This is your home, so you're always dressed appropriately. The art gallery is a riot of color and expression. You walk past portraits rich with pigment and story. Breathtaking landscapes of places you're certain don't exist. The painted scenery looms over you, dominating your senses and quickening your heart. Your nose detects the scent of roses and lilac as you walk past a painted garden. And an ocean landscape smells like salt and surf. Drawn further in, you see a dark portrait that dominates the back wall of the gallery. The subject. A woman in a thin black dress luxuriates on a throne made of opened, bleached rib cages, smirking with a secret. You admire her painted image, then notice the rise and fall of her chest. Her black lips open, and she leans forward to speak with you. Hello. You are impressive in the flesh. So strong. Were I still alive, I'd be torn on how to use your body. You'd be an impressive undead, arisen under my hand. But there are other uses for a body. Don't be shy. I'm just a painting. You liked the look of me before I spoke. Come closer. I want you to touch me. That's it. I won't bite. I promise. What do you fear I will do? Reach out and take you? Don't be silly. One more step. Perfect. Caught you. Shh. Don't struggle. I just want to feel your beautiful bones. Come back into my painting. You can share my throne before I make you mine forever. I was right. You are strong. No, come back. Darling farmer, where are you running? I'm sorry about the necromancer painting. She just gets excited. Oh, don't go that way. You see, the staircase is gone. It needed a few adjustments. Shh. I'll put it back later. Calm your beating heart. Here, I'll open a door for you. I'll be there physically in just a moment. Yes, I need to finish the bedroom. It must be absolutely perfect. What color sheets would you like? Excellent choice. Here, follow the sound of the music to the door I opened. There you are. Yes, I'm here, in the flesh. I won't leave you alone anymore. In fact, I'll join you for a dance. Come inside. Why don't you examine your ballroom? Take a few more steps. Welcome. Finally, I'm here before you. Take my hands. It's all right. I'm gentler than my magic, I promise you. You don't have to dance well. Just having you as my partner is enough. All you have to do is express emotion with your body. Come together on the downbeat, separate when the cymbals crash. So, what do you think of your new home? Oh, don't frown. I know the decorations are a bit attached, but you'll get used to it. Besides, I haven't even shown you the bedroom yet. I like it when your cheeks get red. It's so cute. You are such a cruel farmer to make my shriveled heart swell like this. Gods, when I touch you, I feel pure enough to ride a unicorn. Like the blood on my hands evaporates in your presence. What do I mean? I can't shake these thoughts of you I have. It's like a hex. I watched you for a week straight last summer. Convinced you were a warlock who had me under their spell. Oh, yes, I did. Not like it helped. Observing you only confirmed my feelings. Careful. Don't trip. Just keep looking into my eyes and moving with me, holding me. Do you see our reflections on the mirrored walls? We're beautiful. The farmer and the witch. Something troubles you? The sun hasn't set. Ah, yes, I'm sure it will any moment. Don't worry about such things. I want you to be happy right now, with me and your new gift. Wait! Get away from the window. I didn't want you to realize so quickly. You're pretty sharp, you know that. Yes, we're just below the clouds. Soaring quite like a bird in our magical manner. Oh, you look so upset. I can hardly stand it. I thought it would be romantic if we moved westward with the sun, outrunning nightfall. Stupid. After my observations, I learned I like looking at you best in the golden hour. I wanted to prolong it. Hey, don't be afraid. Isn't this a more romantic way to keep you? No chains, no ropes. Just a beautiful, magical house built for your comfort and my obsession. You'll never set foot on solid ground again. I'll die before I let you toil in those fields for another second. I don't care if you hate me right now. Your heart will change from our proximity. This is balance. You grew me food, so I'll grow and cultivate our love. I will never get sick of watching you, of contemplating the mystery of who you are. And there will be no one else to bother us, to take you away. I'll keep you rested and safe. What is this expression you have? I can't read you at all right now. Oh! You just fell over into my arms. I wasn't expecting that. Goodness, you poor thing. You must be so tired. Shh. It's okay. Let me show you to the bedroom. Our lives together will begin when you wake. You're so trusting. I love that about you. Come here. Surely I deserve a kiss for my effort. Let me grab your chin. There we are. Look deeply into my eyes. Mm. Let's get you to bed.